Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Years in this business, and I've never seen boards this focused on a technology risk. AI isn't just another line item in the risk register anymore. It's becoming the risk register. Today, we're talking about the 7 questions your board will definitely ask you this year, and more importantly, how to answer them without getting fired. Section: The 7 questions your board will ask in 2026. After spending 2 decades in boardrooms across Fortune 500 companies, I've watched the questions evolve from, "Are we compliant?" to something far more existential. What happens when our AI makes a catastrophic decision? The SEC's 2024 guidance on AI disclosure requirements changed the game. Boards are now personally liable for AI governance failures, and they know it. Here are the 7 questions I guarantee you'll face this year. What AI systems are we running, and who approved them? Shadow AI is the new shadow IT, but with regulatory teeth. What's our exposure if a model hallucinates material information? Think financial forecasts, medical recommendations, legal advice. How do we know our AI isn't being manipulated? Adversarial attacks are no longer theoretical. What data is flowing into third-party AI services? Data exfiltration via ChatGPT-style tools is a real and present danger. What's our liability if AI decisions are discriminatory? The EU AI Act's prohibited practices list keeps expanding. How do we audit decisions made by systems we can't explain? Explainability isn't optional when regulators come knocking. What's our incident response plan when, not if, an AI system fails? Notice what's missing? Nobody's asking about the technology itself. They're asking about business risk, legal exposure, and fiduciary responsibility. Your answers need to speak that language while being grounded in technical reality. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework provides structure, but you need to translate its categories, govern, map, measure, manage, into P&L impact. Map each question to a specific risk register entry with quantified potential impact. When the board asks about AI manipulation, don't explain prompt injection. Tell them, "A successful attack on our customer service AI could result in $4.2 million in fraudulent transactions before detection, based on our current monitoring capabilities." Here's my take on this. Boards don't care about prompt injection mechanics. They care about the 7-figure lawsuit that follows. Frame every AI risk in terms of regulatory exposure, financial impact, and personal liability. Section: Building your AI asset inventory. You can't protect what you can't see. The first time I audited a major bank's AI footprint, we found 347 ML models in production. They knew about 89. The rest were experiments that temporarily went live, vendor tools with embedded AI, and spreadsheets with macros calling GPT-4. This is your reality. Shadow AI discovery requires a multi-layered approach. Code examples shown in the article deploy this at the network edge, but don't stop there. Endpoint telemetry catches browser-based AI tools that bypass corporate proxies. Microsoft Purview and Netskope both offer AI-specific discovery modules now. Use them. For model governance, implement a centralized registry. I recommend MLflow or Weights and Biases for technical teams, but the board needs a business-facing dashboard. Each entry should capture business owner, data classification of training data, deployment status, last risk assessment date, and regulatory applicability flags for SOX, GDPR, and CCPA. The ROI argument is straightforward. Every untracked AI system is an unquantified liability on our balance sheet. Discovery costs $200,000. One AI-related breach costs $4.5 million on average, according to IBM's 2025 report. The math isn't complicated. Here's my take on this. Shadow AI is Shadow IT's more dangerous sibling. Every untracked model is an unquantified liability sitting on your balance sheet, and boards hate surprises on balance sheets. Section: Quantifying AI Risk, from MITRE ATLAS to dollar signs. MITRE ATLAS catalogs 93 documented techniques for attacking AI systems. Your board doesn't need to know all 93. They need to know which ones apply to your business and what they cost. Let me walk you through risk quantification that survives CFO scrutiny. Start with the FAIR, Factor analysis of information risk. Framework adapted for AI. Traditional FAIR measures threat frequency and loss magnitude. For AI, add three dimensions: model confidence degradation, data poisoning propagation, and decision cascade failures. Consider a real scenario. Your fraud detection model processes $50 million in transactions daily. An adversarial evasion attack, Atlas Technique AML.T0015, could allow 0.3% of fraudulent transactions through for every 1% reduction in model accuracy. A sustained data poisoning campaign might degrade accuracy by 5% over 6 months before detection. That's $750,000 in direct fraud losses, plus regulatory fines under PCI-DSS 4.0's new AI requirements. Build your risk register using the OWASP LLM Top 10 as a foundation. LLM 01, Prompt Injection, Map to Customer-Facing Systems. Quantify Potential PII Exposure. LLM 02, Insecure Output Handling, Identify Code Execution Risks in Development Pipelines. LLM 06, Sensitive Information Disclosure, Audit Training Data for Regulated Information. Present this to the board as a heat map, impact versus likelihood, with dollar figures attached to each quadrant. When you show that prompt injection on your customer service bot has a high likelihood slash high impact rating of $2.1 million annual risk exposure, you've translated Atlas into action. The budget conversation becomes, for $180,000 in detection tooling and $300,000 in model hardening, we reduce that $2.1 million exposure by 70%. That's a 3:1 return. Here's my take on this. Mitre Atlas has 93 attack techniques, but boards only care about the ones with dollar signs. Translate technical threats into FAIR-based risk calculations that CFOs can actually model. Section, Regulatory Navigation, SEC, EU AI Act, and the compliance minefield. The regulatory landscape for AI shifted from guidance to enforcement in 2025. The SEC's amendments to Regulation SK now require disclosure of material AI risks in 10K filings. The EU AI Act's prohibited practices went live in February 2025, with high-risk system requirements following in August. Noncompliance isn't hypothetical, it's happening. Here's your regulatory matrix for board presentations. SEC requirements. U.S. material AI risk disclosure, including third-party AI dependencies. Failure to disclose known AI vulnerabilities that later cause harm creates securities fraud exposure. The 2025 SolarWinds settlement established precedent. CISOs can be held personally liable for misleading cyber risk statements. EU AI Act. Global reach. If you touch EU data, high-risk AI systems require conformity assessments, human oversight mechanisms, and detailed technical documentation. Fines reach 7% of global turnover for prohibited practices, 3% for high-risk noncompliance. State-level U.S. regulations. Colorado's AI Act requires bias impact assessments for high-risk decisions. California's pending AB 331 mandates algorithmic accountability reports. New York's local law 144 already requires bias audits for AI and hiring. Build a compliance mapping that shows which systems fall under which regulations. Code example shown in the article. The board wants assurance that you have a roadmap. Present it as a Gantt chart with three milestones. Inventory complete, gap analysis delivered, remediation budgeted. Attach a legal opinion letter quantifying regulatory exposure. Boards trust outside counsel's numbers. Here's my take on this. The EU AI Act isn't optional if you touch European data, and the SEC now treats undisclosed AI risks like undisclosed financial risks. Both can end careers. Section, third-party AI risk, when your vendor's model becomes your problem. Every enterprise I audit has the same blind spot. They scrutinize their own AI rigorously while feeding sensitive data into vendor black boxes. Your Salesforce Einstein deployment, your ServiceNow virtual agent, your Workday talent intelligence, all are AI systems you don't control, but fully own the liability for. Third-party AI risk assessment requires extending your vendor management framework. Traditional SOC2 reports don't cover AI-specific controls. Ask for model cards, documentation of training data sources, known biases, and intended use cases. AI-specific incident history. Has the vendor experienced model theft, training data poisoning, or adversarial attacks? Data handling attestations. Where does your data go? Is it used for model improvement? Can you opt out? Red team reports. Has the vendor subjected their AI to adversarial testing using Atlas methodologies? The contract language matters. I've seen too many agreements with broad data use rights buried in terms of service. Negotiate these clauses. No training on customer data without explicit consent, notification requirements for model changes that affect output behavior, and indemnification for AI-specific failures. Create a vendor AI risk tier system. Code example shown in the article, present this to the board as, we have 34 third-party AI integrations. 8 are tier 1 critical. All 8 have completed enhanced due diligence, and 6 have contractual protections in place. The remaining 2 require contract renegotiation with a $50,000 legal budget. Here's my take on this. Your vendor's AI hallucination is your disclosure requirement. Extend your third-party risk program to treat AI as a distinct risk category, not an IT procurement checkbox. Section: The AI Incident Response Playbook, when models fail at scale. Traditional incident response assumes you can identify the compromised system, isolate it, and restore from backup. AI failures don't work that way. A poison model continues making bad decisions that look statistically normal. A prompt injection might exfiltrate data through apparently legitimate outputs. Your playbook needs updating. Build AI-specific runbooks for these scenarios. Scenario 1. Model integrity compromise detection, drift monitoring alerts, anomalous output distributions, customer complaints clustering around specific decision patterns. Containment. Implement circuit breakers, automated rollback triggers when confidence scores deviate beyond thresholds. Recovery. Maintain model lineage so you can redeploy a known good version within minutes, not days. Scenario 2. Training data exposure detection, output analysis for memorization indicators, canary token monitoring in training sets. Containment. Immediate model quarantine. A model that's memorized PII can't be patched, only replaced. Notification. GDPR's 72-hour rule applies. Have your breach notification templates pre-approved by legal. Scenario 3. Adversarial attack on production model detection. Input anomaly detection, rate-limiting triggers, output consistency monitoring. Containment. Graceful degradation to rule-based fallback systems. Investigation. Log all inputs and outputs for post-incident analysis. Most organizations don't retain this data long enough. The board question you'll face post-incident. How did this happen, and what's different now? Your answer must include specific control improvements with implementation timelines. We've implemented model output monitoring using Arthur AI's platform, which would have detected this anomaly within 4 hours instead of 3 weeks. Budget the ongoing capability, incident response tools, detection engineering headcount, and tabletop exercise programs. Frame it as insurance. A $400,000 annual investment in AI incident response capability reduces our expected annual loss from $3.2 million to $800,000 based on our updated risk model. Here's my take on this. You can't restore a poison model from backup, the poison IS the model. AI incident response requires circuit breakers, graceful degradation paths, and pre-positioned clean model versions. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Build an AI asset inventory that captures shadow AI. You likely have 3-4x more AI systems in production than officially tracked. Takeaway 2. Quantify AI risks using FAIR methodology adapted for model-specific threats. Attach dollar figures to MITRE ATLAS techniques. Takeaway 3. Map every AI system to applicable regulations, SEC, EU AI Act, state laws, with compliance deadlines and gap remediation budgets. Takeaway 4. Extend third-party risk management to include AI-specific due diligence, model cards, training data attestations, and contractual protections. Takeaway 5. Develop AI incident response playbooks with circuit breakers and graceful degradation. Traditional backup / restore doesn't work for poison models. Look, the boards aren't going to stop asking these questions. If anything, they're going to get sharper as AI incidents make headlines and regulators sharpen their teeth. Your job isn't to make AI risk disappear. It's to make it visible, quantified, and managed. Do that, and you'll get budget. Do that well, and you might even get some sleep. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.